President Muhammadu Buhari on September 22nd this year signed the Paris Climate Agreement, signifying Nigeria's support to the global treaty that was a brainchild of last climate change conference in Paris, France, known as COP21. In a booklet on the country's roadmap towards meeting its nationally determined contribution to reduce greenhouse emissions and further adaptation. Among other things, the federal government pledged to rehabilitate victims of climate-induced challenges and bring projects to save the Lake Chad from drying up, thus giving hope to many who depend on the lake for their livelihood. President Buhari, who was represented by the Minister of Environment, Amina Mohammed, said part of the funds for climate adaptation and mitigation projects would come from a green bond that will be launched in the first quarter of next year.
The 2017 budget will be a green budget that will reflect Nigeria's efforts to realize our NDC. In addition, we are set to launch our first ever sovereign green bond to fund a series of projects targeted at reducing emissions for a greener economy and embedded in our NDC.
President Buhari explained that the NDC, which will form part of the country's sustainable development effort, would focus on reducing poverty, ensuring food security, and creating jobs by providing access to energy for the people.
This COP22 is the COP of NDC implementation. We had this thought very much on our minds when our delegation left Paris last year. We are ensuring full commitment to the NDC by the relevant ministries, departments, and agencies. This multi-sectoral collaboration is crucial to delivering results on the pledges and essential to mobilizing international support.
The high-profile event had in attendance some African heads of state and government, including President of Botswana, Liberia, Togo, and Guinea, Alpha Conde, who is the coordinator of the African Renewable Energy Initiative, the President ECOWAS Commission, President COP22, and others were also in attendance. In an address, the President, African Development Bank, Akinwumi Adesina, said Africa's dream of solving its power problem through the Africa Renewable Energy Initiative was becoming a reality, with Germany and France committing funds to the project, even as his bank has committed itself to invest $12 billion over the next 5 years.
Africa must power up to add value to what it produces, speed up industrialization, and move to the top of global value chain. This must start with unlocking the huge potentials of energy on the continent, including Africa's vast potentials in renewable energy.
Adesina called on other G7 countries to start redeeming their pledges and even make more financial commitments to the renewable energy project, built to deliver 10 gigawatts of electricity by 2020 and 300 gigawatts by 2030 in the African continent. Africa Day event at the COP has become an annual ritual since African Pavilion was established during COP17 in Durban, South Africa. From Marrakech, Morocco, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.